You know, we've been watching that news, right? And it's important to be aware of what's going on. I don't think that we should necessarily get a constant dose of news, you know, trying to listen and read 2-3 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. Don't need a constant dose of it. In fact, I think that that's one way that we can rejuvenate, and that is by not overloading emotionally and mentally when it comes to keeping up, quote unquote, with the news. However, it is good to have an awareness of what's going on. And in so doing, of course, we're going to hear not only about very, very positive and inspiring events, but we're going to hear about some very unpleasant events as well. So, of course, the news media spent time discussing the details of tragedies and disasters as they unfold. But because there's absolutely nothing that could be done to undo an event or make a tangible difference, one of the people watching the news and keeping up with it has learned the art of superficial caring in place of the visceral caring that had always been his previous response. Professional helpers call this compassion fatigue. That same feeling that you get when you just don't have the capacity to respond the way you once could. How many of you can think back on a time when you would be watching the news, reading the newspaper, listening by radio, and you'd hear about tragic events, and your heart would just go out to families you've never even met as you thought about what they must have been going through as a result of what took place in their lives? Maybe loss of a loved one through murder, whether that was a bad law enforcement officer having murdered an American citizen or some other event, a movie theater shooting, a community shooting, something that just really stirs the heart. Each time you hear about some tragic event, your heart, something would just happen with your spirit. And eventually, you got to the point where you said, you know what? It's hard for me to take this. This is just so constant. There's always so much going on that breaks the heart. It saddens the spirit. I can't take this anymore. And whether consciously or subconsciously, you decide that you're not going to be affected as deeply by bad news, negative events, as you had been for some time. That's compassion fatigue. And it is not something that's necessarily unusual now. Each of us has only so much energy to invest into any given activity, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental energy. So we have to make decisions on where to direct our actions. However, it's also true that if we don't make time to recharge our resources, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to emphasize the word make. Make time. If we don't make time to recharge, we'll have even less left to give to the significant others in our lives or even to ourselves. And so it's advised that we all find some way to take a vacation from the daily grind of work, bad news, and despair. Now, I want to encourage you again to please recognize that even though your work is something you enjoy doing, you need to take a break from it. Now, I mentioned this whole issue of making time to recharge. For some people, it is fairly easy to have the time to exercise. They don't have a million and one things that are going on in their lives. And so it really is easy for them to decide which days of the week and what times each of those days they're going to exercise. But for other people, you have so much going on, it truly is challenging, to say the least, to come up with an exercise routine, something beyond just exercising, you know, once every 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, I got a little bit of extra time today, so let me get on out here today. And for the next 3 weeks, literally, you just don't know where the time is to exercise again. And some people, I mean, the time is there and they can faithfully be out there 3 times a week, 5 times a week, every week, working that body, moving that body. Other people have to make the time to do it. You have to truly look at all the things you have going on in your life, decide what will be taken off the plate temporarily, what will be shifted around, and on it goes. And you literally have to make time for routine exercise. Sometimes we have to make time for vacation. We can stay busy. It is so easy, especially in America, to just stay busy all the time, all year, every year, year in and year out. Busy, 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 and truly be busy doing productive things and not have time to vacation. We literally, some of us have to literally make time to vacation. It's worth it. It wouldn't seem that the country is as invested in their employees' mental health and time off as most other countries seem to be. The ranking of the United States in the mandated vacation days comparison, that's what they call it, mandated vacation days, mandated vacation days that you are required to take. Can you imagine that? Required to take vacation time. And when it comes to the mandated vacation days, they compare America's mandated vacation days to that of other countries. We're in bad shape. The U.S. has exactly how many days, how many mandated days off? Not allowable, mandated. How many mandated days off does America have? Zero. That's right. None, ladies and gentlemen. This compares to 25 plus mandated days off in Australia, Scandinavia, the United Kingdom, and Kuwait. 25 or more mandated days off. And they say that the U.S. of A. is the only country in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development that does not mandate paid vacation. Now, when we come back, we're going to look a little bit more into this. Mandated days off. Paid. Mandated paid days off. Is that good for us as individuals? Is it good for our families? Is it good for the country as a whole? To be paying people not to be at work? But remember now, some of the benefits of taking that vacation time.